Our time here on earth is very short. With the time that we have, I believe it's so important to live an empowered life. And I also believe that is God's real desire for us as God's children. Before Jesus departed the earth, these were his last words to his disciples. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. There's a promise of empowerment. That is how important this is to God for us. Today's passage is written by St. Paul. After he met Christ, his life changed. He lived an empowered life. And for him, too, the source of this power was clear: the Spirit of God. For him, there was a clear contrast between an empowered life and a disempowered life. This is how he describes it just shortly before our passage today. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. To put it in today's words, to set your mind on the things of the flesh is a disempowered life. To set it on the Spirit is life and peace, which is an empowered life. So we need to know the difference between flesh and spirit, what he's talking about. Now, St. Paul, he didn't mean like literal flesh, but it's kind of related. He meant the things that are related to our earthly experience, the things that we feel with our bodies, things that we need to live physically, money, health, our job, reputation. We need these things to live our daily life here on earth. These are the fleshly things. But the thing about them is they are temporary and perishable. Just put over a longer time trajectory, it's like bread or fruit. They're perishable. When you die, all of that goes away. Temporary. So Paul is saying, setting your mind on these things is not an empowered life. But I know that is easier said than done. We all know that these things are temporary and we should focus on what really matters. But these things affect us on such a deep level because these are things that make up so much of our daily life. Every day, we have to live with these earthly things. So when you don't have these things, or if your situation with one of them is shaky, and it makes you feel very vulnerable and insecure, your experience of lacking these earthly things can rock your sense of safety and fill your heart with fear. Money struggles, they may come and go. Health issues and challenges may come and go. But the fear that they produce can remain with you. See, the things of the flesh might be temporary, but their effects on your heart can be permanent. They make your heart fearful, and that fear saps power from your life. So we think the solution to overcoming that fear, because we don't want to be afraid anymore, We think that the solution to overcoming this fear is to improve or get rid of the circumstances that produced the fear in the first place. So we set our minds on these things of the flesh. But the Apostle Paul would tell us that setting your mind on these things is the wrong thing. To set your mind on these things does not lead to life and peace. Yes, your circumstances might be better. And many, many of you here have been blessed with good and better circumstances, but your heart can remain the same. It remains a prisoner of fear. So the real truth is that focusing only on creating good circumstances for your life is not the path to an empowered life. But somehow, as we live day to day, so much of our time and energy is focused on just that. Because that is what we can feel with our bones, and that is what we see. My friends, we are not only flesh. We are not only physical creatures who eat and reproduce. We are also spirit. We are spiritual beings who have a consciousness and a desire for greater meaning. So just like your body, your spirit has to be tended to, cultivated, and nourished. If you neglect your spirit, it will be malnourished, just like your body, and it'll shrivel up. It won't come alive. You know, when life circumstances are good, then we can enjoy the pleasures of those good circumstances. And that is great. But the pleasures of good circumstances, that's like dessert. I mean, I love dessert. Ice cream is my weakness. Before a recent blood test that I hadn't done in over 10 years, I was kind of having one of those Häagen-Dazs bars almost every night. It was my weakness. I love dessert. And sadly, I've had to cut a lot of that out. You know, after a great meal, right? It is a delightful way to end it. That mission dinner, that dessert, oh, rocking after a nice steak meal, right? If you have it, that is great. But see, if there's no main course, dessert, it's just empty calories, right? If all you eat is dessert, you're going to get sick. My son, Junie, we don't feed him that much sweet. And so when he does, he gorges and then, oh, I have a tummy ache. See? That's because you have too much sweetness, right? You need the main course. And the main course for life, an empowered life, is food that feeds your spirit. Food that makes your heart come alive. My friends, we've been too focused on making and eating good dessert. We haven't fed our hearts with the main course. And this is the reason, I believe, why people don't feel passion for life. Why people feel no meaning or purpose. I mean, dessert is all around us. But their hearts are not being fed with the main course. They're not driven by the real desires of their heart. And they're driven instead by fear. So people's hearts remain locked away in fear. It remains buried. And I look around, so many people, they don't know what their heart truly desires. They just get distracted by the desserts of pleasures all around us. That is a sad reality of our modern life. For St. Paul, it was clear what the main course is. It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit is not something we can touch or see. The Spirit is present in your heart. When the Spirit is connected with your heart, the Spirit revives it. The heart heals. The heart gains new insight. The heart grows. And most importantly, the Spirit gives you power to break free from the fear that imprisons your heart. The empowerment of the Spirit, the power that the Spirit gives, is the power to set your spirit free from fear. That is an empowered life. And that is the freedom that St. Paul experienced. He said this in one statement that summarizes it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there the heart is set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there the heart is set free. Free to soar, free to dance, free to desire. I don't own a dog, I've never have, but I go to the park sometimes and I see dogs that are let off their leash and you see them sprinting, right? They are free, they're unleashed. They run, they jump. An empowered life is having a spirit that is set free from fear. It is not about your circumstances. Whatever your circumstances, a strong spirit will give you empowerment. That is the kind of empowerment that St. Paul lived with. This was his confession to the Philippians. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And here's the secret. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. What an empowered life! Let the Spirit make your spirit strong, and you will have an empowered life. That is the most important thing in life, don't you think? A strong spirit will get you through any circumstance, whatever comes your way. It doesn't mean that fear doesn't exist, but that fear no longer has a hold on you. Freedom. Freedom to live. So let me break this down concretely. You want to know what an empowered life looks like? Let me share with you. An empowered life is a life of saying yes. Yes. Yes to life. Yes to what God has given me. Yes to the suffering and challenges and hard circumstances that I have right now. Yes to serving those who need my help. Yes to being uncomfortable. Yes to giving of myself. Yes to what is asked of me. Saying no or maybe. That's the response of a disempowered life. No is the answer of fear. My friends, when your spirit is set free, you are free to say yes. So do you want to be free, my friends? Yes? Yes, right? That's the answer. Then practice saying yes. And let that, in a very concrete way, be your spiritual practice and discipline. Say yes. And especially when you feel afraid, uncomfortable, or inconvenienced, that is the time to say yes. And I guarantee you, my friends, saying yes will make your heart come alive. Right? It will stir up feelings of fear and trepidation in your heart. But this will increase your faith and trust in God as you turn to Him. It will open up doors that you never imagined before. It will heal you. You'll discover what your heart desires. It will begin to create a new shape for your life. It will create a shape for your life. And you will live out your calling as you live a life of saying yes. It's a beautiful life to say yes. It's a blessed life. It's a life overflowing with richness. Saying yes is the sign of an empowered life. So, my friends, when you are afraid, when you're uncomfortable, when you feel inconvenienced, just say yes. When you're at this fork in the road and you have to decide, pray for courage. Pray for a bigger heart. Pray for faith. God will set your spirit free and give you the power to say yes. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. My friends, you are a child of God. God brought you into this world so that you can live a life with power. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to rescue your heart and set it free. These are the very words of Jesus. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We are here because Jesus has set you free. Let your heart be set free. Let it soar. Let it dance. Let it persevere through difficult challenges with faith. Let it be strong. And most of all, let it say yes. Amen.